You know, there's a man in Dallas that makes Italian food that I know you've eaten before, but you don't know that you've eaten his Italian food. Civello's has been in business here on and off for over 50 years. And they make all sorts of raviolis and manicottis and lasagna, and some of your favorite restaurants serve them up. And now he's gone into the retail business, too. So you could walk in and buy the same thing that Campese's used to buy. Phil Civello's our guest right now, CEO of Civello's. So what's the formal name of your company?
Civello's Raviolismo.
You couldn't make it anything easier to say.
That's what I told my sister. I said, we had a last name that no one could pronounce, and now we have a company name that no one can pronounce.
So no, I could tell no marketing guru came, not the same guy that came up with Xerox or Lucent or something like that. So tell me about the business. Your father really started this business, right?
My two aunts made a ravioli product out of their kitchen, their home kitchen, back in the 50s. And they sold it through my dad and his brother, import store on Oak Lawn, just Civello's. They were there a few years. While it was being marketed there, a restaurant guy or two came in, one of them being Joe Campese, and he picked them up and bought them for just years and years. And even after the store closed, they continued to make them out of their kitchen. I can remember going on deliveries there as a kid or something like that. We'd drop off at Egyptian was the only one back then. And it just kind of grew from there. My sister, Chena, started helping them, oh gosh, probably in the 70s. And she could kind of see the potential there, so she started looking for a place. My dad and I sold the business we had, so I basically just started helping them there after selling a business, and we found this place on Peak Street, and it's been nice.
Yeah, so you do. I mean, you have a retail outlet right now. I know this is tough. I mean, there's a lot of demand for good food, but I mean, for restaurants, they've got, you know, Cisco and all the other providers, and now Whole Foods seems to have their own brand and everybody else. A lot of competition.
Well, speaking of the name, okay, we're transitioning. We're rebranding to Chao by Civello's, C-I-A-O, exclamation point. And I don't know, we've been thinking about it for a while. I was in Easy's one day and just staring at this, not freezer case, but a refrigerated case just full of pasta, ravioli, oh my God, tortellini, just jammed full. And I see a person or two pick something up. Well, I see a guy in the white coat. It wasn't the crazy house, but it was the chef walked by. And I said, man, how long does it take you to, how many days does it take to where you clear these items out? And he goes, how many hours? He goes, we have to replenish this several times a day. And I'm like, oh my God, I can do that.
So tell me, so what are you making now? So you're famous for your raviolis, which sometimes would show up as toasted raviolis, I know. What all are you doing?
The ravioli, we do ravioli primarily with right at 20 fillings. I'd hate to sit here and try to think of them right now. But we do an abundance of ravioli. We're doing manicottis. We started doing a veal manicotti. It did real well, so we did a shrimp. Did just a regular cheese manicotti. One of the early on things we did, just sitting around here, we're doing these sheets of pasta for ravioli, and I know some caterers would buy them and make lasagnas from them. So we're, you know, another light bulb goes on. You know, we look at each other and go, God, we could do that. So we started selling these lasagnas and just started with beef, and now we do sausage, eggplant, fresh spinach. And they literally, around Christmas, they almost put us out of the ravioli business.
So tell me about, I mean, a lot of this requires a lot of manual labor. I mean, it's labor intensive. And all we hear about small businesses is while they're optimistic, they can't find anybody to work for.
We've been lucky, David. We have had the same three ladies. I know how to track time. The first one was with us when my oldest son was born, and he's 28 now. The second one came when my second son was born. He's 25. And a few years later, we picked up my favorite one, Gladys. She's been shortly thereafter, way over 20 years. And we love each other. It's really nice. They're really nice.
and they can keep up with the demand. Well, it, I mean, it's great to see a small businessman. It's great to meet the guy that's been making the food that I've been eating in restaurants here on and off for the last 20 or 30 years. You going to do this for another 20 or 30 years?
No, I don't think so. No, I'm turning 68, and down the road here, I kind of see an end to it unless I can find somebody to kind of help take it over for me.
All right, Savillo's on, it's soon to be Chow Savillo's.
Chow by Savillo's.
All right, on Peak.
On Peak.
It's good to have you with us. Thanks.
Thank you, David.
I got Phil Savillo. Good small businessman. Makes a tasty ravioli. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.